Sermon topic today, I'm just going to call it the blood. Amen. The blood.
Amen.
Amen. You know, blood is one of those things we really don't think about until we get in some trouble. You know what I mean? We don't really think about the blood. We don't really think about it. And so we really don't understand the value of it until something happens when we need it real bad.
All right,
amen. Amen.
Say that.
Then we get to thinking about it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We don't understand how it functions. We don't think about how it functions. We really don't give these things much thought. We just go on about our days and go on about the things that we do, praising God and everything. And yet all this stuff is going on inside of us and just everything going on inside of us. And we really don't think about it. But let's say, for example, one of us, let's say, falls and let's say cuts ourselves on the arm or something.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We fall and cut ourselves on the arm. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to look down at our cut.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're going to see, well, is it bleeding? You know?
Amen.
Amen. Now, if it's not bleeding, you know, we think, okay, well, you know, it's, you know, we brush it off. Well, ain't no big deal. You know, go on about our business. Maybe stick a little Band-Aid up there, okay?
Right.
Ain't no big deal. You know, well, if it's bleeding, you know, it might be one of them little things where we can just kind of wipe it away, you know, don't worry about it. But if it's bleeding real bad, we know we got a problem.
All right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We got a problem because we're losing our blood.
Yes.
Amen. And the value of that blood goes way, 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 way up when we see it coming out of our bodies. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to do everything we can to stop the loss of the blood.
All right. All right.
To stop it. To slow it down, to do anything. You know, blood has a function, has the ability to clot.
Right.
Platelets in our blood has the ability to clot. So we hope that we can do whatever we can to make it clot faster. You know, get a napkin or something, or wipe it up or something to stop it. You know, back in the days, when I was in the Corps, you know, they taught us how to apply a tourniquet, you know. Last resort, you know, you put on that tourniquet, you know, get a stick or limb or something, you know, put it around the cut or the break or whatever, and you just turn it till the blood stops. You know, we cannot lose that blood. We cannot lose that blood. And every so often, you got to loosen up the tourniquet and let a little blood flow, you know. And then you got to tighten it back up. You know, keep it tight until medical personnel come by and let them take over. But you know, you cannot lose that blood. That's just how valuable the blood is. Oh, let me give you the three points. Excuse me, the three points. Point number one is the blood of mankind.
Okay.
Point number two is the blood of animals. Point number three is the blood of Christ. Amen. So we cannot lose that blood. We do tourniquets. We do whatever we can, you know, call the medics, do whatever we can to keep that blood, because your blood is valuable.
Yes.
It is valuable. You see, the blood, let's just say, if you were to look inside your body, it's let's just say it's like a flowing river.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's just a river of blood,
mm-hmm,
being pumped by your heart. And it's running just all over your body. It's running, it's running, it's running, you know. And it's just amazing how many times your blood will make a trip around your body, you know. And when we think about it, you can see the veins in your hands, and you can see them kind of through your skin, you know, you see them a little bit. But not only that, we have blood running through the veins, we have blood running through the nerves and all of that. But we have blood running in our skin.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You know, just prick the skin and you got a little blood coming out. Prick a vein and you got blood coming out. Prick an artery and you really got blood coming out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got blood just everywhere.
Yeah.
You know. And so really, when we think about it, The blood is the life. The blood is the life. Amen. The blood has different functions, as I said earlier. You know, with the blood, as we eat our food, you know, our stomach breaks down our food, and after it breaks it down, it gets picked up by the blood. Mm-hmm. Amen. And the blood takes it, and it's just like a conveyor system, you know, a river system. Puts it in the river, the little food in the river, and it goes all throughout your body, feeding all the cells. Millions and millions of cells. Every one of them got to get fed. Every one of them. How complex is your blood? How complex is that? It's super complex. At the same time, when the blood comes through and it goes through all the different cells, when they have waste products, amen, dumps it in the blood.
Amen.
The blood takes it away. So the blood is bringing food. The blood is cleansing our bodies. Amen. The blood does a lot of different things. It's made up of red blood cells and white blood cells and plasma, and it's traveling throughout our bodies. Do we know the complexity of the blood? Do we know that it points directly to the Creator? The blood. Do we know? Amen. Do we know how complex and how awesome and how detailed this function is? The blood. It is very, very, very valuable. They have what they call what? Blood banks. And they have all these different means for blood to be stored. You know, they have blood banks and they have blood drives and you know, they pay you money to donate blood and certain times a year they'll have a blood drive at this area and such at this area. You know, when I was in the hospital for kidney failure, I believe I got 4 blood transfusions. You know, they bring a bag of blood in the room, and after testing it and all that, they bring it in the room, they'd hook it right into the machine and go right in you, you know. They say, well, you're partially anemic. Yeah, you're partially anemic. You need some blood, so we're going to go down and we're going to get some blood, and they put it right into you, you know. And that just shows you the value of blood, you know. And I read somewhere last night as I was just doing some last-minute preparing, I read somewhere last night that they're trying to make blood. There's been some attempts to make blood. But I'm going to tell you this. Nothing like what God can make. Amen. There's nothing out there like what God can make. Amen. Your blood is so complex. Your blood is so detailed. Your blood has many, many different functions. Your blood regulates your blood pressure. Amen. Going through your veins and going through your body. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's so detailed and it's so complex. Well, point number two, before I go on to point number two, I remember when I was on dialysis, you know, Pastor Pickens and I, we have something in common here. I remember when I was on dialysis, amen, I remember sitting there, I told this to my cousin over there, I remember sitting there on dialysis, and I just remembered, you know, when they would hook me up here in my chest. They'd hook the wire up to my chest, and they'd have the other wire on the other side coming back in. I remember looking at it. And I sat there one day, and I saw my blood go out. It went out through one wire, right through the wire. And I looked at it, and I'm thinking, wow, that is something. That is something. And it went in the machine, and then it went through the filter, and then it came back through the other wire, came back into my body. I'm like, that is something else. That is something else. You know what I mean? That just shows you that without the blood, you are nothing. Without the blood, you are nothing. The blood is critical. It's critical to life. Without the blood. Amen? They even got now where you know, you want to make a little extra money, you can go down and sell your blood, and they can make plasma they can get the plasma out of your blood. You know, you want to make a little money, go down to the blood place. I think they had a little place on I-45 years ago. A line of people. What y'all doing? Well, we selling blood. Okay. It's just amazing. It's amazing how blood is. Well, point number two, the blood of animals. You see, in Leviticus 17:11, it talks about, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. You see, for it is by the blood, by reason of the life, that makes atonement. You see, God gave us a way to use that blood. Now, I'm talking about the blood of animals now. He gave us a way to use that blood, amen, to make atonement for us. You know what I mean? Because, see, when you think about it, I thought about this last night for some time. When you think about it, when we sin, you know, we sometimes think sin is no big deal. Everybody sins, you know. People sin and think it's no big deal. It ain't no big deal that I cheated. It ain't no big deal that I stole this. It ain't no big deal. Ain't no big deal. Everybody does it. But do you know what that means to God? Amen. Do you know what that means to God? It's a huge deal to God. You know, God hates sin. You know, God detests sin. Amen. He detests sin. And we think it's no big deal. You know, I get up and start over. You know, I get up and do this. You know, God hates sin. So God gave us the blood of animals. He allowed us to use the blood of animals to be placed on the altar as an atonement for our sins. So when you think about it, our sins in God's sight must be huge, must be something else. You see, when Adam sinned, he affected the whole earth when Adam sinned. Amen? He affected the whole universe when Adam sinned. Amen. You know what I mean? Sin is just, as some people say, no big deal. No, it's a huge deal. And so God allowed us to use the blood of animals to make atonement, to make sacrifice for that sin. God said, kill this animal without spot or blemish. Kill this animal. Place the blood on the altar. Amen? And I will forgive your sins. I will forgive your sins. And so back at that time, we had to have, could you imagine us carrying doves and goats and bulls and rams? Could you imagine us carrying them around everywhere we went, you know? Well, I think I did something real bad. Here's my buggy. I got 12 goats and 12 rams and all this in my buggy. You know, here we go. You know, I think something may happen, you know, so I got all my animals with me, you know. The blood, you see, it was the blood in those animals, you know, because the blood represented life. As we talked about before, the blood represented life. And so because of the severity of the sin, something had to pay their life, amen, to reconcile from that sin, to make atonement for that sin. Something had to give up his life. Sin is just that big a deal to God. Something had to give up his life to make atonement for your sin, the blood, amen. Hebrews 9:22. Let's turn to that real quick. Hebrews 9:22. I'm just gonna read it. Let's see, Hebrews. Here we go. Hebrews 9:22 says, according to the law, one may almost say all things are cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. You see, without the shedding of blood, that's how valuable blood is. That's how valuable blood is. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Amen? So we had to take these animals with us. And when we sin, we had to sacrifice these animals. We had to put the blood on the altar. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. You see, again, the sin was huge in God's eyes. The sin was tremendous in God's eyes. So we had to do something tremendous. Something had to pay the price. Something had to give up his life for that sin that you and I committed. Sin is a huge deal. It's a gigantic deal. Point number three, blood of Christ. Amen. The blood of Christ. Amen. See, the reason why the blood of Christ covers our sins, the reason why the blood of Christ never loses its power, the blood never loses its power, is because what? Jesus is Lord. Amen. And his blood, the power of his blood, lasts forever. You see, the blood, amen, thank you. The blood from these animals was only temporary. We could use the blood from the animals, but it was only temporary. Could we use the blood of mankind? No. We couldn't use it, blood of mankind, amen. But the blood of God is perfect, amen. The blood of God covers us. The blood of God makes atonement for our sins. The sacrifice he made, amen, makes atonement for our sins. You see, his blood is perfect, amen. It's the very, very blood of God. The very blood of God. The blood running warm through his veins. The blood that did everything that I said in point number one, running through his veins. The blood providing life for Christ himself, the blood functioning all throughout his body, the blood was exactly what we needed. That blood is perfection, amen? That blood is everlasting, everlasting, everlasting. That blood has no end, amen? That blood is perfect, and that's the blood we need. You see, the blood is all about the blood. Can we use the blood of animals? Yes, we can. But that's only temporary. Amen? Amen? Can we use our blood? No, we can't use our blood. Amen? But the blood of Christ, amen? The blood of Christ is perfect. The blood of Christ is everlasting. The blood of Christ is awesome. The blood of Christ is everything that you and I need. The blood of Christ. We need that blood. Amen. And so, amen. And so when Christ sacrificed himself on the cross, amen, when that blood was shed, you know, and when he gave up his life, amen, that was the atonement that we needed. Amen. That was the sacrifice that we needed. So all we have to do is confess. All we have to do is confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. And that blood covers us. Amen. See, it's all about the blood. Amen. It's all about the blood. You say, why couldn't God just pardon us? You know, maybe with a handshake or something. Okay, your sins are forgiven. Why? Because it took something of value. It took something of value. It took his blood, something of value. You see, something equal and opposite of the sins that we were committing. Something equal and opposite. What am I saying here? I'm saying that your sin is so huge. Your sin is so great. Your sin is so detestable to God. He had to get something as equal and opposite in the opposite direction to pay for those sins. Amen. Couldn't be the blood of animals. Couldn't be the blood of you and I. It could only be the blood of Christ. It could only be perfect blood. It could only be blood without spot or blemish. It could only be that blood. Amen. 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 It's all about the blood, folks. It's all about the blood. God shed his blood for you and I. Amen. So we have to give him thanks. We have to give him all the glory. We have to give him all the praise because he did this for you and for I. No one made him shed his blood. No one made him shed his blood. He did it because he loved us. Amen. He did it because it was a requirement, amen, that something had to be done to pay the price for those sins. Now you and I, all we got to do is confess and believe, amen. And that blood covers us, amen. That blood covers us. You see, when Christ gave his blood, amen, when Christ gave his blood, see, as we said before, blood is life. Blood is complex. When he gave his blood, what did he do? He gave his all. Come on now. He gave his all for us. Amen. How many of us could give our blood? Amen. Amen. But you see, Christ being God, he had what? He had the power to lay himself down. Amen. And the power to pick himself back up. Amen. Amen. But he gave his all. So we have to give him thanks. We have to give him praise. We have to give him glory because he gave it all. Amen. He gave it all for us. He gave his blood. Amen. You know, and as I said before, you know, the blood is precious. You know, when we're bleeding, we're going to try everything we can to stop the bleeding. What did Christ do? He freely gave. He freely gave that blood. Amen. Knowing that he was going to die, he freely gave it. Amen. So let's give God the praise this morning. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."